Done. There. See, now it'll work. Now we're good.
All right, why don't you go ahead and push that button again?
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 165. For Thursday, the 15th of March, 2018. I was about to say 16. Holy shit. This is a show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I'm Amos. That's Kent. We got Crunchy with us, and I'm going to say all that really fast because I don't know when this show's going to fail.
Oh, my God. We are starting off splendidly. This is fantastic. I'm sporting a bunch of swag. That must mean that we just got back from South by Southwest.
Yeah, you're all swagged out. I don't know if that's a thing or not, but
it is now.
Crunchy, are you as much of a swag whore as I am?
Nope. I didn't get any swag. None.
Wow. You still have chances though. Like you got like all through the weekend to get more swag or any swag, I guess.
I work all weekend. Maybe someone will die there and I'll have to pick them up.
That's likely.
She's going to pull swag off their body.
That's fine now.
That's a felony.
That's that never stopped the felons. Oh, yeah, we're going good. Hey, dude, it's been a hell of a week and we have to start the show. I don't see any other way to start the show, a podcast about geek shit, other than paying a little bit of tribute to the loss of the earthly person who was Stephen Hawking on Pi Day, also Einstein's birthday, because Stephen Hawking, even in death, can play a hell of a numerical joke.
Yeah, man. The dude was obviously a genius, probably the greatest living mind
of our lifetime.
Yeah, of our day. It's a hell of a loss, but man, he contributed so much to just knowledge, just human knowledge, that we're just beginning to explore the things that he discovered. So, he's basically going to live forever.
First, Crunchy, I'll spin it to you. Do you have any thoughts on Stephen Hawking?
Was he
your favorite Simpsons character or?
No. I got a $3.14 pizza for Pi Day.
Well, I mean, there's that's
awkward
a good thing.
Silence.
That almost makes up for it.
No.
So. I heard it mentioned that, you know, well, Stephen Hawking couldn't have been that awesome because he didn't even get a Nobel Prize. And so that caused me to do a little research. And so here's the thing about Stephen Hawking and the Nobel Prize, you know, whatever. You don't get those until your theories are proven. And Stephen Hawking's theories that he put out there, the stuff that he discovered or may have discovered, we don't even have like a clear idea on how to prove or disprove it. It's that far out there for us. So, but then, I mean, some of Einstein's shit didn't get proven until what, like 2006 or 2012 or whatever. Or like
last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, his gravitational waves,
some of his shit's still not proven.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's one of those things, but we couldn't do the show without saying something, a little tip of the hat, to start off with.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Man, some other news I just want to mention real quick. Student protests. They're doing this whole walkout thing. I know a lot of people don't care. A lot of people think it's really stupid. I am only sorry that something like this didn't have the groundswell during our generation, Kent, because this is something I'd have been standing out there for 17 hours. Fuck that 17 minute shit. I'd have been ditching school for 17 hours.
Well, see, to be fair, though, when you and I were in high school, any excuse to skip school would have been us skipping school.
Right. But there's never anything that happened when we were in high school. Like, we weren't going to go and walk out in the field and skip class for Timothy McVeigh. Like, you know, that's or you know, that we didn't. Yeah. All the stuff that we had happened when we were in school wasn't going to help a student body do any kind of protesting in any way, shape, or form. And sure. I'm just glad it happened. I don't even know if Amber and Ashley did it. I doubt they did because they're in South Carolina, so they're probably locked into school anyway. Probably did one of those tornado drills that the ACLU is going to have to fight about. But I just thought that was really cool, and I just wish something like that had. I guess I'm glad nothing like that happened when we were in school that caused us all to protest.
Sure. That's a really weird thing to wish, Amos.
Yeah.
Like you could be words are hard. You could be the next Lena Dunham. I really wish I had an abortion.
One other thing I want to mention real quick, Kent, because we're kind of going through stuff because we want to talk about South By. I discovered a service this week that I fell in love with immediately.
Is it a prostitution service?
Well, no.
Is it a marijuana delivery service?
No, but that's coming in a couple of years.
I give up. Crunchy, do you got any idea what this service might be?
No, I think you covered all the important stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
Couldn't have been that good of a discovery.
Well, maybe if it was like a pot delivering prostitutes.
Wait, like, the pot is delivering the
prostitutes. Prostitutes with the drugs hidden in their vaginas or their butts.
Right. And that's how they deliver it. Like you order some weed and a prostitute brings it to you. And she's like, you know, you split the delivery with me and. Yeah,
split. I see what you did there. Okay.
Nothing that fun. I guess I probably shouldn't even mention it now. But genius.com.
I'm dying to know.
Yeah, genius.com. It's a site where they have a bunch of song lyrics and they have people's thoughts on what the song lyrics mean. Well, that intrigues me because I'm always interested to see what other people think songs mean because a lot of artists don't explain it. Well, there are some songs on here that the artists themselves have gone in and explained things on. In particular, the Hamilton soundtrack, as I was listening to it, I went through and found the site because I wanted to see if I could actually get the scripts, you know, and see how it kind of played out. And Lin-Manuel Miranda has actually gone and added his thoughts to a lot of the songs and the lyrics and what the meanings behind it were. And I thought that was just jazzy as shit because I love especially like VH1 Behind the Music, one of my favorite things. Or when they come out and they do the explanations and then they perform the song or whatever. I always love that shit. And this is just like an analog version. I guess it's digital, but it's...
I always like pop-up video.
Yeah, God, I love pop-up video. That shit should have just stayed on forever. They should have done every video. Like, as soon as the video came out, there should have been a pop-up version of it.
Yeah, there should be a cable channel that shows music videos. That could be a novel idea for 2018 or 2019.
No. Just one that shows pop-up videos.
That works for me.
It'd be far more interesting if it was just pop-up videos all the time.
It'd be great if it was pop-up videos with Beavis and Butthead segments in between the videos.
Oh, my God. Now you're talking. Yeah, like the video plays on a small screen that the Beavis and Butthead are watching, and you're like behind them, raised just above couch level, so you can see the TV and you can see their heads on either side. So it's like MST3K style almost. And then like pop-up videos as it's going along, explaining like all the shit on the top can be the pop-up video part, and the stuff on bottom can be like Mike Judge's comments.
Yes. I'm down.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. I'd be good with that. What about you, Crunchy? Do you like the Beavis and Butthead?
Why Beavis and Butthead?
That was their MTV show. So if you ever watched Beavis and Butthead when they first came out, it was like a half hour of music videos with just Beavis and Butthead little like skits in between it.
Yeah. Are we showing our age now? Because
yeah, I think we are. I just realized.
You look really sad. And I don't know if you're sad because you can't join in the conversation or if you're just sad because you're on a podcast with two old guys. I don't know which one it is.
She's thinking, right? Like, what? Did you know how much I hate old people,
right?
We are your lifeblood in business, actually, so you shouldn't hate us too bad. Oh, okay. So I'm just going to watch Beavis and Butthead and pop up videos on YouTube and we'll just call it quits. We did some cool shit this weekend. Well, last weekend, I guess, not this coming weekend. Like, we didn't did cool stuff this coming weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So next week, we did some bullshit. No, man, last week we didn't do this show because we were in Austin doing a meetup.
Well, we didn't do this show because we were in Austin, and we didn't do a show in Austin because we were last minute planning everything coming out of our ass right there at the last second in Austin.
Oh, so it's a lot like doing this show.
You got it. Especially tonight.
You shouldn't have to plan the stuff that comes out of your ass.
I mean, sometimes you got to plan the timing.
I have some gay friends that might disagree with that. So shall we cut to this then? So this is us opening up Night Attack.
bit.ly/DCTV donate, right? Yes, bit.ly/DCTV donate if you want to be a part of this awesome thing.
If you would like to help kids, because that's what we do. We like to donate money to help kids. And it's awesome, and it's something we can all do together. It's one of the many projects we have lined up as a community coming to you soon.
Okay, first of all, I didn't realize how many people were still talking while we were up there on the mics. Like, there's a lot of people just chit-chatting away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the case during the Night Attack proper. I mean, hell, you and I had a full conversation while they were going.
All right, fair enough. That's fair. Okay.
Speaking of helping kids.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stop. Well, look, okay. Why did nobody tell me I'm a fat bastard?
I didn't tell you.
No. Why is it that we have people watching the show and we have people we've met in real life and I have like my best friends on my podcast with me and none of y'all told me I was a fat bastard?
I think the accordion player in the background there is thinking it.
I think so too, cuz I mean look at his face. He's like, "Oh my god, this fat bastard needs to get off the microphone." Jesus. All right. I had no idea I was that goddamn fat until I saw this video. I know TV adds some pounds and shit, but do they all have to be right there in that one area? God damn.
Oh, Bryce.
fucking Bryce.
This is where he's like, oh, fuck.
You got a second? We decided to take up a collection and help one of our own that's in need.
So what I'm learning from this is we just need to shut up and bag on Bryce and we'll get laughs and shit. That's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Bryce, this is a collection of nickels from Diamond Club.
I think right there he still thinks we're bullshitting him. I don't think he thinks it's actually real.
There's one caveat, though. Jury donated a dollar coin. He wants his 95 cents back, so.
That right there is priceless. Like, he was like, what the fuck? Like, he was confused the whole time, but now he delivers this. Oh,
nice
yeah.
Here for Justin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess we do need to describe what the hell's going on for the audio listeners, because it's mostly audio listeners, and well, I'm a shitty host because I forget that sometimes.
That's a nice freeze frame, by the way, of me. It's like like I'm screaming.
It looks like you're about to eat the microphone.
Or that.
Like,
yeah.
Your mouth is like wide open. You got a little joint. Like, oh my god, you got me an edible microphone. Oh.
You know what, Kent? I think you're just good at freeze frames. You saw the one that Travis posted of you, right?
Actually, I don't think I did.
No. Which,
was that at a restaurant or? Oh my god, we might have to bring this one up.
I think it was at one of the bars after Night Attack.
So this is me crying. Apparently, I'm just going to go back and freeze frame all this. There's Pat Bastard again.
Yeah. So even our video watchers are not seeing this right now. So
well, I guess that's true. So shut up. look, it's been a while. It's been like 2 weeks since I did this. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Actually, it's been about 5 days.
Whatever. Yeah.
So that was Saturday. That was the live night attack show on mm-hmm. Saturday. That was a lot of fun. Big thanks to Brian and Justin for letting us open up Night Attack. That was a thrill. That was an honor. That was super cool. And it gave us an opportunity to pimp out the Streamathon charity. Yep. So really cool.
But Thursday night we did this little meetup thing here that the Crunchy was so nice to show up to.
we had quite a turnout, man. I don't know if anyone got a head count for that, but it had to be at least 30.
I counted 24 before Brian, Justin, and Tom showed up.
Yeah, so and a lot of people showed up after that.
Yeah,
as well.
That's at least 27 plus whoever else showed up after that. So,
yeah, we were probably between 40 and 50, I would think, by the time it was all done.
What was really cool was CJ gave us a bunch of tickets to give to everybody, and basically everybody had happy hour the entire time they were there with like $3 wells, $3 drafts.
So can I talk about the implementation of that real quick?
Sure.
So thank you, CJ. That was amazing. That was really, really cool. But you either need to brief your staff better or hire better staff in the first place.
Darwin's Pub has a strict policy where they only hire assholes.
That wasn't the problem.
Because this waitress that was like she was kind of in charge of the section that we were in. She thought that the tickets meant that everyone drank for free all night.
Whoa! What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I saw that disaster truck coming through down the tunnel, and to everyone around me's chagrin, I had to put a stop to that.
Right, but even when you put a stop to it, it didn't fix the problem because now she thought she had to turn in the ticket each time, so she was confiscating the tickets and turning it in, then bringing it back to you maybe when she brought you your beer.
It was kind of a shit show from the waitress.
Yeah, just the one.
We had to fix that about, I don't know, 8 or so times. Other than that, it was fantastic.
Well, Crunchy's going to have something to say about how it ended because it ends the same way every year for her.
Every year.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So
we'll get to that. But I do want to point out that Tay Allen was our co-host for the event, and she was great. She helped us put together the games, the prizes. She was the best herder of cats, I think, that we could have asked for the event.
That's a good way to say it. Yeah. Yeah, sure. That sounds nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were trying to organize some games, but to get everyone to be in the same spot at the same time so we could get a game going was, let's just say, challenging. But Tay was able to get everyone to kind of like, you know, football huddle up so that they could figure out what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I'm showing some pictures on screen for the audio listeners of just different pictures that were taken during the Thursday meetup. So.
Yeah, so the picture you're showing right now is Waffleophagus with Tay. Mm-hmm. This was right after Waffle won one of the games. I don't remember which one it was that he won right there.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's a video. This is let's see if I can get this to play right. This is Brusselberry and Curtis LaRock imitating the introduction to Night Attack. Let's go with this real quick.
Hey, y'all, kick it, dog.
And it's go time for Night Attack, bring you the best of the worst of the internet since 1492. With my BFF, his name is JRY.
Hey, y'all, kick it, dog in the balls.
So there was that.
Ben is nuts. You didn't show the video to
Look, I can only do so much right now.
So that was, they were the winners of the Night Attack opening impression.
But yeah. Brian and Justin's was priceless.
I don't even know how to, that's not going to work. God, this fucking Twitter. Just can you just play the shit without doing the like oh my god.
Technical difficulties, Avis.
It's fucking Twitter. Fuck Twitter. Oh my god, fucking Twitter.
So anyway, what happened was Brian and Justin showed up actually while we were playing.
Okay, there we go. Now I might actually have it now. So now we can go like this, and then I can go here, and then I can hit play, and maybe there'll be some sound.
So Brian and Justin showed up while we were playing this game, and they wanted to play.
Yeah.
But they obviously are the ones that do the intro to Night Attack. Well, so they decided, or actually you decided.
I decided.
They needed to change spots.
Right. So Brian would effectively pull the Justin part, and Justin would be the Brian part. And then we'd see how it'd go from there.
Right.
And this is what happened.
Go!
Oh, and that was them. So
yes, that was pretty good. But of course, we had to disqualify them
right,
for cheating
because they clearly planned that out. They clearly planned that ahead of time. So
yeah, yeah. Clearly, they practiced that.
Yeah, that's and then of course we had the contest of trying to I don't even know what that was. It's
that was the best imitation of Tay Allen.
yeah, so much good stuff here. Pickup line was Hammond.
Yeah. Yep.
Acorn.
Yeah,
Lincoln Hammond, but for some reason we were calling him Acorn like all weekend.
That's how he introduced himself.
Oh well, there you go. So he's Acorn officially.
So you know what? And I didn't even remember. I didn't even realize till you said that. Like I literally met him there, and he introduced himself as Acorn, and then I met him again at Night Attack, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm Lincoln." I'm like, okay.
So he might have
didn't even fucking catch on.
He might have been
an idiot.
He might have been a little confused.
I don't know. It was a lot of fun. We did so many games. Tay gave away signed pictures of herself, mm-hmm. and these crazy like 90s CD covers for some reason.
Which
we gave
everybody was like, "What the hell is this for?" And we were like, Tay brought them, and they were like, "This is awkward." And we're like, "Exactly." And like every time I said Tay brought them, they're like, "This is awkward." I was like, "You're clearly not in on the joke."
Hashtag awkward. Exactly. By the way.
It was great.
Oh, and we gave away RMP stickers, which I've got a funny story about that. But let's go ahead and finish out.
that night continues. We did a scavenger hunt. We started it off, and it quickly went from an $84 or $86 scavenger hunt up to a $200 scavenger hunt with the help of Justin started the upping, and then it was helped immediately by TJ.
Yeah, we got TJ'd. TJ wasn't even in Austin at the time.
He still managed to TJ us.
Yeah. So thank you to Justin and Time Jumper. Way cool move. That was awesome. It made the prize worth winning, I think.
Yeah, and here the kicker was that a lot of people weren't playing the scavenger hunt game until Shane Rosencrantz came along and started posting a bunch of pictures and racking up all kinds of points. And everybody else was like, "Oh shit, we got to post these, huh?"
Yeah, I think was he.
to include our guest tonight, Crunchy, like she was taking pictures at the Thursday meetup and didn't bother posting them anywhere.
Yep. In fact, can you blow up that picture right there? The top one that you see there with Crunchy.
Oh, Crunchy and Invisible Wife.
Yeah, this was probably my favorite picture of the entire scavenger hunt.
But I didn't want to post that one right away because I didn't want to give away the secret to the picture with Invisible Wife.
Well, only one other person stole that idea, so it...
let's see here. Oh, this right here was just amazing.
Oh, yeah. So we found Diamond Club headquarters, I think. this was on, what, Congress, I think? Was this South Congress?
I don't even think we were in Congress. Well, it's on whatever street the Marriott is on, because we had just left the Marriott. It's right around the corner from the Marriott.
Yeah, I mean, Marriott's on, like, four streets, so...
Yeah, the burger joint. And then there's this.
Yeah, so our good pal, Elon Musk... invited us out to the Tesla Expo. Decided that it'd be cool, a really cool, fun idea if we did some cross promotion.
Yeah.
So we could talk about his Teslas on our show, and we could advertise RMP by putting a sticker on one of the Teslas.
And I got to tell you, man, those Teslas are awesome, especially when they got an RMP sticker. That adds like 4 miles per gallon.
So that was fun. Then we found out that Elon Musk was in Austin for real.
And we don't need to go over what happened later.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure some of that out, actually. So if anyone knows the fate of that sticker, that would be really cool.
Here's the other picture of Invisible Wife.
Yes. So yeah, here's Shane. With Invisible Wife. Yeah. Invisible Wife is wearing a mask on her face of a...
of a smiley face.
Emoji. Yeah, a smiley, like a sunglasses emoji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally legit. Yeah, I like it. I don't even know what this is. This is some craziness here. There's some other more non-Diamond Club people and some other random stuff.
Yeah, getting signatures. Curtis got in the act, like kind of at the midnight hour. And he racked up a lot of points really fast.
And I gotta say, I really appreciate Crunchy supporting us as much as she does. She's really amazing. And to walk around all day with a RMP sticker on your back, mm-hmm. that's dedication. That's really,
I know.
It's really really high class.
You're welcome.
That was pretty sweet. And I'm surprised that she didn't comment on Twitter when I posted that picture.
You're welcome.
When did you find out this sticker was there?
When I saw it posted on Twitter.
That's what I figured.
This was in retaliation to me using your back as an advertisement place, right?
That was what the original idea, yes, because I walked around all night long with a hashtag still in beta sticker stuck to me.
I actually forgot about that because I saw you apply that sticker to his back, and then I forgot to even check later to see if it was still there. So
no, it was still there when I was packing up my clothes to leave. It was still there, so I went in and peeled it off. It's somewhere in our Airbnb room now. So hopefully they continue the tradition if they find it.
So one more story about the stickers. I was supposed to bring all of these stickers with me. all these DCTV and RMP stickers, and I've got a whole shitload of the still in beta stickers. I get down to Austin. And I opened up my bag and I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't bring any of the stickers.
Not a one.
Why the fuck didn't you tell me? I was carrying so many in my purse.
Well, we figured it out. So we got there early as shit on Thursday morning.
I had eaten breakfast, taken a nap before Kent even got off the plane. And by the time he got off the plane, we got downtown and we were still around in time to eat breakfast, drink coffee, and wander the city before noon.
Yeah, I think we got downtown at like 7:30 a.m. or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was super, super early. It was like disgustingly early.
It was so early that we would not have been upset if that's the time that we were going to bed. Like
right, exactly.
It's not a bad time to be going to bed at South by 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. So it was not, much after that, that I realized that I'd forgotten to pack the stickers. So we go into RMP panic mode and decided to Google print shops. So we walked our happy asses all the way down 6th Street, like way, holy shit, way west on 6th Street. Like, I didn't know 6th Street went that far west, but we sure as hell walked it. We found a print shop agreed to make sheets of stickers for us while we waited.
Yep. And it was actually some of the cheapest stickers we've ever bought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than the other ones that we had printed, in fact.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah, that was a hell of a walk. My back appreciated it.
Oh, so did my feet, because before that day ended, we went to a CVS or Walgreens or something.
Because our Airbnb had cats. Well, had a cat, and I'm allergic to cats. So I was like, well, I forgot my Sudafed, so I need to go and buy some Sudafed to keep my body pumped up full of the no sneezy pills. and while we were there,
and make meth.
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, so while we were there, Ken decided, hey, you know what? I kind of got a flat tire here.
Yeah. I actually used the term probably for the first time in my life. I used the phrase, my dogs are barking. Like the old ass man that I am.
He had some shit broken in the shoe. Like, his shoe was like paper thin. He's been walking on it for an extra 3, 4, 5, 8 miles.
I'm an ass man.
And you had to get some Dr. Scholl's.
Yeah, dude. Like, that, those things were lifesavers.
How old did you feel buying Dr. Scholl's at a CVS at South By? Oh,
man, as old as it felt saying that my dogs were barking.
Okay, motherfuckers. I had to wear shoes. Keep in mind, I don't wear shoes. I wear flip-flops. I wear shoes to work and to the gym, but I knew I would be walking. So I wore what my coworker likes to refer to as my geriatric shoes, because I need to buy specialized shoes if I'm going to walk, because I'm gimpy. Yeah,
that is what I should have done before I went to Austin, because goddamn, I was just wearing they're basically skater shoes, super thin soles, which is normally okay, except we decided on day one, right out of the gate, to walk. Amos, what did we log? Like 10 miles or something?
I think it was like 8 miles, yeah. It was
8
ridiculous.
Miles on our feet. Like, oh my God.
On day one, before taking a nap, and then after that, we got up and...
probably walked like 6 more miles.
Yeah. we are remiss, though. We meant to mention a certain event that happened at Darwin's, our annual night closer.
Oh, yes. Crunchy, care to elaborate on your annual tradition?
Yeah. Every year, they accuse me of being wasted. And keep in mind, last year, I just had surgery. I wouldn't drink carbonation. I was sober as shit. And this year, I've had exactly 1 Red Bull and 2 Angry Orchards. And they said, I think you need a water. You're clearly wasted. And I'm like, no, guys, that's my face. I have a breathalyzer here.
You're like, I'm not wasted. I'm just retarded in the face.
Yeah. I have very deep hooded eyes that make me look half Asian and also drunk. So I'm like, look, I have a breathalyzer. I'm aware they aren't accurate from a drugstore, but if anything, they blow high. You can take a sip of beer, and if you blow right after that, you'll blow like a 0.2, because you're supposed to wait 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I have a breathalyzer here. I'm blowing a 0.07. I can still legally drive. And they're like, no, you're fucking wasted. And I'm like, no, I'm not, but whatever. And then okay, guys, and I'm so sorry, because this was fun. The games were great. But I cannot go next year on Thursday. I can't, because it kills my vibe every year. And then I never want to spend the rest of the time in South By, because I want to kill everyone.
I tried to be the chivalrous one and go speak to the bartender. But it doesn't work so well when I'm shit hammered wasted to go tell the bartender that my friend is not drunk, okay?
So here's the thing with Kent. When Kent drinks, he goes from normal Kent to giggly Kent to loud Kent to ignorant bastard Kent. And that night, he had just achieved loud Kent and was just starting to approach ignorant bastard Kent when...
And he was still not cut off.
No. Yeah, he was still throwing him back. When Kent grabs Crunchy and like basically throws his arm around her and drags her in, tells the bouncers, no, she's good, she's with me, and continues walking in like he's king bitch of the place, and he goes storming up to the bar. And that's when I lost sight of him because I'm like, you know what? I am not part of this. This is, I don't know what's going on. You know what? I'm going to just stand out here because we're getting ready to leave anyway. So why the fuck are they going back in?
That's what I said. Kent's like, no, we're going back.
So maybe Kent had actually reached angry bastard Kent.
Well, the thing was, like, I think I only had like 4 beers that night, but I also had only had like an hour and a half of sleep in the last 40 hours.
Mm.
So when you're that tired, that sleep deprived, any alcohol you have in your system is just gonna amp up your drunkenness.
And we didn't get up and eat like we'd planned on either. So
right, much food system, and yeah.
So your ignorant ass was like shit hammered, drunk, tired, whatever you want to call it. Crunchy had had 2 beers. And she was getting thrown out, and everybody's just making their way for you. Like, that's how fucked up that night was.
Now, keep in mind, this happens, and then I'm like, okay, fuck it. All I know is they're being assholes. I'm not going to get charged gratuity, like 25% gratuity for not closing out my tab. So Kent's doing this, and I go up to the bar, and the guy looks in my face and laughs at me and goes, no. And I go, can I close my tab? And he goes, oh. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And so, Kent, how much do you remember after that?
I remember something about Stacy, and
we left Darwin's, went to the speakeasy.
Yes.
Oh yes, that's right.
And you had another beer or two there.
Yes.
And then it was like, well, I'm hungry, and Kathy and Richard were like, let's go get tacos, and Crunchy was like, I want pizza, and I was like, I don't want pizza. So we all went outside, and nobody could make a decision on where we're going, blah, blah, blah. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to go get tacos, and if I find pizza on the way, or I'm going to go get pizza, if I find tacos on the way, more power to me. And I start walking. I get to the taco joint that's across the street from the pizza joint, and I realized that you and Crunchy didn't come with us.
Well, we discussed this. You guys did not want to go because it was far away and we needed an Uber. But what happened is, so Stacy had an unfortunate event earlier that week where her wallet got stolen. So now Stacy has no ID. So Stacy's texting me and she's like, do you want to just go to bars around my house where they know me and won't ID me? And I'm like, yeah, I'll go talk to Stacy. Stacy will be nice to me, unlike everyone else here. So Kent and I decide we're going to go to Fuzzy's Taco Shop because that's my normal bar. They'll be nice to me, too. They love me there. So we decide to meet Stacy there.
Now,
we get
Kent.
A lift. We get a lift. Kent, do you remember the lift ride to Fuzzy's?
Speaking of Fuzzy...
we're gonna get a good Kent story here. This is gonna be amazing.
This is probably the first time I'm here. So
we get in this Uber.
So it was a Lyft, right?
It is a Lyft. Sorry, Uber, a Lyft.
Just in case they want to sponsor a show or something like that, I just want to make sure they understand which one we were talking about. Right.
You represent.
We used a lot of Lyft while we were there. We never used an Uber. We used a lot of Lyft at South by. South by 2018.
I had 50% off coupon code.
You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to kill the deal, dude. Like you're shooting down our ammunition.
No, I mean like last year I got one. I don't know why I didn't get one this year, but
I almost spat Mountain Dew all over my computer. okay, so this the fuzzy ride to Fuzzies.
Right. So yes. We get in the lift, and the driver, as with a lot of fucking people in Texas, I would venture to say, like, you know, almost a majority, is he is a Hispanic man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so he has a bit of an accent, like not an American sounding accent. Mm. So Kent starts like fucking grilling him about, you know, you're obviously not from here. Where did you come from? Where did you come from? Why did you come here? Why did you come to America?
Oh my God. You got racist Kent.
And as he's doing this, he's asking the guy over and over and over and over, so what's your name again? And so, like, you're kind of expecting, like, maybe this guy has a kind of not American name, like kind of Hispanic. His name was fucking Paul. His name was Paul. It's just Kent over and over again. What's your name again? I'm like, Kent, it's Paul. Oh my God, it's Paul. So we get to Fuzzy's and we meet Stacy. Now Fuzzy's closes in a half hour. So we decide to go to the Nomad Bar, which is another one by Stacy. And we get in the lift. And Kent starts doing the exact same shit. But Stacy, being a better person than I am, is like, okay, Kent, stop. Let's just quit that. And keep in mind, Kent didn't drink at Fuzzy's. Kent decided to finally he should get a water. So he's sobering up a little bit, kind of.
I like how Stacy's the good person out of this.
Yeah. So we get to the Nomad Bar. And we walk in. And Kent's not doing so well at this point. I'll say that. Kent's needing a little bit of support. And, you know, given the people that you go to for support, we walk in. I get guilty by association. We walk in, have zero peers, and they go, we can't serve you two. I'm like, what? And so Stacy gets a drink, and then she sees a couple people that she normally talks to there just from knowing them. And I'm like, Stacy, you know what? I'm clearly not supposed to be out tonight. I'm just going to go home. And we don't even know where Kent is. Kent's still inside asleep at a fucking table. So she's like, oh, wait, I'll come with you. Help me finish this beer. And she shoves the beer over to me. I take one sip and a man runs over and goes, excuse me, you're not allowed to drink. And I'm like, whoa, okay, I'm not. Okay, it's hers. Not touching it. Just one sip. It's fine. Sorry. And so.
So you were cut off queen and he was ignorant bastard. Somebody show title that shit. Oh my God. Man. That is awesome.
So then I'm like, okay, my bad. Sorry. I won't. So
she needed a breather. Kind of like you did that night, Kent.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm like, my bad. I won't drink. So then Stacy goes to pay for her beer. Her debit card's not working. This is the one that really pissed me off. This broke the fucking camel's back. See, I can be old too. She's like, my card's not working. Here, Crunchy, can I just transfer money to your bank account and then you pay with your card? And I'm like, okay. So I walk up to the counter and the guy looks at me and goes, I'm not changing my mind. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh,
well, why is everyone being a dick to me today? Do you want her beer to be paid for? Am I allowed to buy beer if it's not my own beer? And they're like, oh, okay.
Jesus.
So me being the person that's too drunk to buy beer has to pay for everyone's shit. I have to get Kent his fucking ride back to his Airbnb and tip our fucking Lyft driver then. I have to be the responsible one, even though I'm the one that's too drunk to be responsible, and it pissed me the fuck off. Fuck Thursday at South By. Seriously.
Oh my God. Well, I'm glad we had fun.
Wait. You paid for Kent's Uber back, or did you just take his phone and hit the buttons for him?
I don't remember exactly, but I know that we tipped the guy for him because we were like, Kent, you have to tip this guy because Lyft was his full-time job, and it was like we walked into the fucking cash cab. Like, we get in the car and all these ceiling lights light up and come on.
Yeah, I do remember yelling at the guy, like, I see what you're doing here, bro, but turn that shit off.
It was the coolest shit ever. It was awesome.
The only part of the entire night that Crunchy liked, other than the games that had expired hours ago, was this cash cab that Kent was yelling at the guy to turn off.
And I'm like, and the guy was totally like playing along with us and joking around. I'm like, no, we have to tip this guy. Kent's not going to do it because Kent's not even sober enough to figure out how to use a phone. So I'll pay this guy. It's fine. I like found some spare fucking money because I never have cash. And I'm like, here, take this money. I'll just pay for everything tonight. Oh, it's fine. God. It's all me.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
just so you know, by the time he got back to the room, I'd already fallen asleep. I'd gotten my shower, texted the wife, passed the hell out. And Kent goes,
damn it, Kent, tip Paul. Sorry. Anyways.
He calls me and he's like, hey, man, I'm outside. And I was like, okay, cool. So I go to the door. I set off the alarm in the house we were staying in. So I had to go and undo that. And then I go back to the door and I open the door up and Kent's actually walking away from the door, like around the side of the building. Like, dude, over here. He's like, oh, there's a door over here.
Walking over to the garage because that became our standard entrance and exit was the right, garage. Which so is, I was walking over there.
It was, yeah. And he was like, dude, oh, there's a door over here. And I was like, oh, shit, he's not doing good. So we go back to the room, and I lay the hell back down because I'm like, you know what? I've already done all the things I need to do. And I hear thud. And I was like, what the hell? Kent had found the couch and then just leaned into it. And it thumped right onto the couch.
Found it.
Done. He was done. I heard him get up a little while later, like, you know, go get a shower or whatever. And I was like, holy shit. Oh, man, that was...
Still a great night, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jeez. That's, oh, man. That's
all right.
That's
so that classic. Was the first day. That was the first day. We have four more days.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the day we arrived.
I would say that's the most story filled day of the entire week.
Yeah. Because Friday we were kind of just still beat. So we went out a little bit.
I went to Travis's birthday party and it was my favorite night of the week personally.
Well, we went to his birthday dinner and then we headed back into town and we basically just floated around a little bit, had a few beers and went back to the room cause we were just beat. I think we were in early that night, like before midnight, we were sacked out.
Yeah, it was pretty chill. So yeah, like you said, we went to Travis's, birthday dinner at what is it? Rudy's. Yeah. At Rudy's. And then we just kind of we went downtown for like, I don't know, an hour or two, something like that. Met Richard and Kathy, and then it was like, yeah, we're just gonna turn in.
Was Travis's coworker with the handlebar mustache at the dinner?
I don't believe so. I don't remember seeing a handlebar.
You wouldn't
mustache.
Remember him.
No,
he was hilarious.
Yeah. So then Saturday, of course, was South by So Wasted.
Hold the fuck up.
What?
Crunch is like, wait, I have stories.
Oh, sorry.
It was my favorite day. So we're all like chilling out at Pinballs. And it turns out that apparently Sunbun and the real C. Miller are like gods at the crane game, and they have the crane game where you can just pick up like rolls of tickets. So these motherfuckers, well, it was them and Slider, if you guys met Andrew Booth. Slider kept cashing out the fucking machines. He kept having to get the workers to refill it, like refill the tickets, because they kept running out.
Jesus.
And so between the three of them, we got 8,000 tickets. And we just wanted to use them all to get stuff for Travis for his birthday.
Yes.
And I've developed this stupid game, an extra game for when I go to Pinballs, where I just try to use social engineering to swindle the managers out of stuff.
Of course. Yes. Like,
I had a game and they were never in like behind the counter where you could actually exchange them for tickets. I just went and made a game of talking the managers into giving me all of the My Little Pony Pez dispensers. Just to see if I could.
Amazing.
And so, yeah, there it is. The crane machine. And, so this time we're kind of debating stuff to get. We got him like a lava lamp and handcuffs and stuff. And we still had all these tickets. And then I see like right at the entrance, when you come in, they have a glass case and it shows you all the different like birthday packages you can get for people. Mm. And one of the packages had like a pink tiara with pink feathers and glitter and sequins and sparkles everywhere. And it said birthday princess. And I'm like, oh my God, we need that. So they have to call a manager over, and I talk to the manager and I'm like, so what would I have to do to get that? And he's like, yeah, we don't normally like give those out. So there's no ticket value for them. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm asking.
I'm looking for this picture. I can't find it.
Yeah. What? I'm trying to remember who tweeted that out, Amos. Cause there were pictures.
I think it was Waffle.
Waffleophagus. Waffleophagus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many pictures and videos actually came out of this as well.
Oh, we have a video of his coronation.
And that was pretty funny.
And yeah, so that was my night, and that was fun. That was fun. So fine, talk about Saturday, Kent.
Oh no, I think we said everything about Saturday, right, Amos?
There was one more thing that we need to say about Saturday. And it's really, I gotta stop hitting enter. I gotta actually click on this shit. Toys R Us is going out of business, by the way. Get your fucking pop things now.
Yeah.
End of an era.
Rip Toys R Us.
There we go. Right there. This right here. This. I mean, we have to share this.
This is, so there's Bryce
in a sombrero. he was doing this.
Travis in the background.
Yeah, Travis in the background. He was doing a JFK / Nixon impersonation thing where he was just taking like he was doing a JFK impersonation, acting like Nixon with his fingers and shit. But
yeah, no, he was doing a Nixon impersonation in JFK's voice. But, so it's like JFK doing a Nixon impersonation,
right? But he was saying like pop song lyrics, and the shit was hilarious. Like we got to the party late. Like it had already been an established bit, and I almost pissed myself a couple times because he was
yeah.
Oh my God,
and
so
this
funny.
This was the bit that would not quit. Like he went. But probably like 30 minutes straight, just continuously doing it.
After we got there, and they'd already been doing it a while.
Yeah, to the point where he had a fan base for it already.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was pretty good.
So hopefully somebody got some video of that shit, because that was amazing. All right, and that's Friday, and that night was Saturday.
That was Saturday, yeah, that was Saturday. Because we didn't see Bryce until Saturday.
Right. Until we give him his nickels.
I wonder if he spent those that night. And I also wonder, did he ever pay jury his 95 cents?
His 95 cents back.
I really hope not.
And then Sunday, we didn't... Do we even see anybody at Diamond Club on Sunday?
I don't... Did we have a Sunday? I don't remember.
well, Sunday night, we ended up spending the evening with Kathy and Richard.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because Monday was our fly day. So
yeah,
Sunday was like just our kind of like lazy Sunday. Like yeah, we like slept in. We went downtown and we got milkshakes and just kind of like walked around.
What was that place called with the milkshakes? That shit was delicious.
Frank.
Frank has amazing milkshakes.
Yes, it was not Frank's. It was Frank.
No, not hot dogs and not the other random shit. It was Frank. And he has amazing milkshakes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can I share a story from Saturday? I mean, it's not necessarily funny. It's almost concerning to me. I almost just want some feedback. Then again, now that I say that out loud, I'm like, is this inappropriate? Maybe I shouldn't. But can I share a story from Saturday?
Your fault. Of course.
You have the platform.
Yeah.
Okay. So after Night Attack, everyone kind of split up. And I'm like hanging out with a few people of whom I will not name. And one of the guys is telling me that he has a long history of knowing that guys are scum. And I'm like, whoa, hang on, shut the fuck up. Because he was trying to tell me this. He was trying to tell me. And I'm like,
oh, he was explaining it to you.
Yes. Certain reasons that were also, I don't want to talk about, because the initial reason that he was explaining it to me, he is not the one that said it, but somebody said something that really, really irritated me. And I'm not going to tell you what that is. But anyways, he's like explaining this to me, like mansplaining, you know, and he's like, I have a history of knowing that guys are scum. And I'm like, wait, you're telling me that guys are scum? You know that guys are scum? How do you know that guys are scum? From people like me that are your friends telling you that guys are scum?
Right?
No, you don't even get to say that. And then the other guy sitting on the other side of me, who wasn't even part of the conversation, but he and I did previously in years past used to hook up on a couple occasions.
Okay.
And he looks over at me and he says, you know, one time a girl took advantage of, or one time a girl had her way with me and I didn't even want it. And I just like turned to him and I'm like, are you a one-upper? And he's like, I mean, not normally. And then he kind of smiles and looks away. And then I thought about it for a second. I'm like, wait, did he and I just like subtweet each other in real life? Was he talking about me? I honestly don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hashtag you too?
right?
Holy shit.
Wow. Is it a cause for concern? I mean, it's not like he screamed rape, so.
I mean, I don't want to have had my way with somebody when they didn't want it. It was never verbalized to me that they didn't want it.
Welcome to being a dude. Like, we don't know either. Like, we're just hopeful that nothing ever happened that we didn't want to happen and aren't, we're just hopeful. Like, that's all we are.
Yeah, but look, see, I am the one that has been standing up for you motherfuckers. I've been saying this whole time that the obvious problem in this situation is the difference in between how men and women communicate. Mm. And that gap needs to be bridged before anything will be fixed.
Mm.
Do not say any of that shit to me because I am on your side.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Am I right?
Wasn't that book about this exact subject?
Exactly.
It literally was. And it's one of the best communication books I've ever read, simply because it was easy to read.
We covered this years ago and it's coming back around.
Yeah. Well, back then it was like, well, I want this. And then you got to like talk about how your lives are going to like merge together and become that thing. And now it's more like, well, I want this and I think she wants this. And she's like, well, I think he wants this, but I only want this. And that's not going to work.
That clears it up.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all better people for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Not telekinesis. I mean, I guess telekinesis would work too. but telepathy. We all just need telepathy.
Yeah.
Nbeam says, I prefer Cat in the Hat.
I prefer red fish, blue fish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
I don't like blue fish myself, or red fish for that matter. I'm not really a fish guy.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them on a house.
Oh, look at!
I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox or whatever. Anyways, rhyming is fun.
I do not like them, Sam. I do not like green eggs and ham.
And that is chapter 4 of this week's audiobook. If you'd like to get chapter 5, cruise on over to patreon.com/ritualmisery. And we'll be sure to give that out to all of our patrons. Or probably not, but whatever.
No, but that's a real site. Like, everyone should go there. It's patreon.com/ritualmisery.
There is that, I guess. I mean, I shouldn't. Hey, real quick, before we close things out, because I just want to say a few more times, because I know there's some people out there that really hate when people say
Yeah, we really appreciate Bonnie Brushwood 3 years ago pointing that out to us.
It would have been better if she had been like, well, I really like this show, guys, but you guys...
I'm not so sure she didn't do that. That was at the handlebar, on the roof of the handlebar.
Yeah.
And I was nursing a hangover while simultaneously trying to tame the hair of the dog with IPAs.
Oh, and we were so hungover at that show too.
That was three years ago.
That was rough. Kahoot.com and search for Diamond Club. And you can play the quiz that we played for everybody at the Diamond Club event.
Yes, and there's an ongoing scoreboard and everything. I want to see who the first person is that gets all of them correct.
It'll be the first person that just logs in twice, but whatever. Like, don't cheat.
No, well, sure. But yeah, check it out. Kahoot.com. Search for Diamond Club. You'll see it. So much fun. Like, I thought we came up with good questions. It was a blast. There was only one question that every single person got right. And it was the one about the pants. Whose pants are these? And everyone got that one right.
Was that the only one that everybody got right?
From my memory, yeah. Because that was, I think we had eight or nine players.
Okay, from your memory, that explains it. All right.
But we had 20 questions. And that part of the night is very clear to me. That was pretty early in the evening. Anyway, so much fun. Everybody just head over there, kahoot.com. That's with a K. So it's KAHOOT.com. Search Diamond Club. It's pretty great. Hey, we talked a lot about drinking and having beers and stuff like that. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a video from people from Have a Drink Show?
Oh, we do. We do have a video from the Have a Drink Show. We were supposed to do a Have a Drink taste testing at Austin, and that didn't quite work out. You could either call it confusion, you could call it hangovers, or you could call it all the above. Either way, that didn't happen, and we are very sorry for it, but we will go ahead and play this video because they're awesome and we appreciate them.
Yep.
If it'll play. Ah, there we go.
Hey, this is Justin from the Have a Drink Show. Here, talking about a beer you've probably seen in your liquor shelf or in your beer stores. Today, I have Bell's Two Hearted Ale. It seems to be something to talk about since it's being called the best beer in America. The AHA, the American Homebrewers Association, of which I'm a lapsed member, sent out a survey and told its members to rank their top 20 beers. And this year, they chose the Two Hearted Ale as number one. Supposedly, this beer, made with 100% Centennial hops, supposed to be an explosion of flavors ranging from pine to grapefruit. It's been a few years since I've had one of these, so let's see if it's the best beer in America. Wow, that is hoppier than I'm expecting out of an ale. Like a regular ale, not a IPA or something. It's good, and it's perfectly sessionable, but I don't know if I'd put it at my number one. I don't know if I'd put it in my top 20, really, but that would require a lot of thinking. It is very good. If you have the means, go pick it up, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit overhyped. So if you want more of our If you want more of our horse apple shenanigans from me or my co-hosts, check us out at haveadrinkshow.com or wherever fine podcasts are found. That's about it for me. So now, if you'll excuse me, I have a bit more beer to finish.
Oh, my God.
So that was Justin, a.k.a. Bob, from the Have a Drink Show. That pretty much sums up the character of Justin. He is, oh my gosh. I consider him the comic relief of the show, because this guy, man, he is just,
he's definitely the one willing, because Casey's kind of like the straight and narrow, like, here's the facts. I'm getting, you know,
he's like the scholar.
And then Brittany is of course the female voice of the show. But she's also sometimes like, she reins it back in, and she kind of keeps everybody in line, where, sure. Bob is the comic relief, the one that's willing to, he's the most tangential. He's the one that's most likely to throw it off course by going somewhere.
To include drunk.
Yeah. And then, that show is fucking good.
Don't forget Chris. Chris is great too. He's the one with the beard.
Well, that's just it. Like, I never know if he's talking to the beard, so I don't want to attribute to either one, because I think the beard has a mind of its own.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's Chris and there's Chris's beard.
Right. Only one of them is attributed in the show, though. So.
Yeah. Anyway, check those guys out. They are at Have a Drink Show on Twitter, on Twitch, everywhere. They are Have a Drink Show. So check them
places,
out.
All the places.
Yeah.
Crunchy, if people want to get more of your shenanigans, where can they go to find more stories of Kent passing out and being racist in
Uber? No. More stories of Crunchy and her adventures. That's what I want.
Patreon.com/CrunchFiles.
Crunch with a K.
Yep. And don't forget, was it Crunch89 on the old Twitter?
Crunchy89.
Well, if I didn't try it, then you wouldn't try it, so I don't want to hear it.
Yes, Crunchy89 on the Twitter.
How about you, Kent?
Yeah, RM_DelNoche on Twitter. I'm either Del Noche or Del Noche 77 everywhere else on the internet. I'd love it if people would get on Untappd and follow me there. I am Del Noche.
We did a lot of untapping while we were at South By, actually.
Did a fair amount.
Yeah. At least one a day, I think. That's really not a lot.
It probably averages out to be at least one a day.
I'm Amos, and you can find me at Ethan Kane on Twitter. And submit ideas. Well, you can find the show at Ritual Misery, since I'm talking about Twitter. You can submit ideas on our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can find all these links, more ways to support the show, and give feedback at our website, ritualmisery.com. We are live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, diamondclub.tv and twitch.com/ritualmisery. I want to give a big thank you to Kevin MacLeod for allowing us to use his music. Everybody should give credit to Kevin MacLeod, even if you don't use his music, because why the hell not? And I should probably hit this little button right here so the music kicks in. Thank you for listening. For Kent, for Crunchy, for me, and for all of South By, this has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
There we go.
Amazing.
What a show. What a show.
Yeah. Show, or damn it. I fuck it up every week. RMP.showbot.tv.
RMP.showbot.tv. Yes.